Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T.
TNT Dynamite.
Oh. Sorry. You were singing Boys to Men and got me in the mood.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I was. No, that was Shy.
Same thing.
Yeah, I might as well be. Thank you so much for joining us today. Very much welcome you to the show.
Yep.
Whether you're watching us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live, or you're checking out our replay of our pretty non-faces on our YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media. And if you're just listening to the audio-only version, you're missing out. But that's on Spotify, iTunes, and many other podcast providers. But wherever you're listening to us, welcome. We love you.
Come on now.
Welcome to The Price is Jonas. TNT Dynamite, how are you?
Yibba-dibba-doo.
I feel great. Do
Jonas,
you a great day today?
Yeah, Jonas, I do.
Got a lot of good stuff for us?
I do, Jonas. And you know, right here on this podcast,
yeah,
we value truth over facts.
Right? Just like the news. Truth over facts. Just like,
I'm making that our slogan.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
Thank you, Joe Biden. Facts. Thank you, Joe Biden, because that is we got to do our thing and stuff. What do you got today, man?
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. You won't even believe the truth I have for you today.
So much truth. No facts.
Jonas, the truth, Jonas. That's what we're calling me from now on. Joni Two Gun, the truth, whatever.
You going to be the truth?
My first and last name is now Jonas with truth in the middle.
Can I be the answer?
TNT, the answer, Dynamite.
The answer and the truth in the morning.
Actually, maybe I should make my last name Truth Jonas together. So it's Jonas, Truth Jonas.
So we're Jonas the Truth. Sir Jonah Truth.
Anyways. All right, man, let's get to the rock, paper, scissor. And you know what? I was listening to the audio-only version of this. We can hear our hands slapping to do this.
Dude, I mean it when I do it.
All right.
I don't know how you feel about it.
One, two, three, go.
I know how to do it. Why are you? You don't have to. I'm an adult.
Dude, I'm just making sure you don't cheat.
I'm literally like 1 year older than you. You're trying to show me how to do me? Younger than you.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Oh, you first try, motherfucker.
Right off the bat, man. That's how I do. That's
whatever,
how we do
dude.
In my
quit,
neighborhood.
Quit using my fucking tendencies against me.
New York, Bronx City. What's up? What's happening?
Dude, whatever. All right, what do you got, man? What do you got first today?
Let's start off with some of my most hated animal on the planet.
Oh, those goddamn bunnies.
I fucking hate bugs. No, I'm talking about those flying annoying cockroaches of the air.
Oh,
that are just waiting to snatch the crumbs from America.
Bees?
No, Jonas. Seagulls.
Oh,
you know how I feel about seagulls.
Son of a bitch and flying cockroaches.
You know, I've told the story many times about me riding a bike back from the Burger King, threw a tomato at the seagull. The seagull grabs my whole damn Whopper out of my hand. I was a child, Jonas.
God damn seagulls.
That was the entirety of my allowance.
Shouldn't put a seagull in the cage.
I didn't touch the seagull. It violated
it
me.
You. What about these trash panda flying things?
I'm just saying, Jonas.
I feel you, dude. I hate bees, too.
I don't like them. They're insidious and they're disgusting.
Yeah, dude. Palmetto bugs, too.
Pigeons, they can be cute.
Can they?
Yeah.
When
man.
They got little messages tied to their feet.
Yeah, that's kind of cute, right? Can you just imagine Debo in the pigeon coop with the
Debo? Like from Friday?
Yeah, wasn't that a thing?
I'm sweating in Debo's pigeon coop. He stole the bike.
Yeah. No, the other one where he was in the pigeon. Oh. Anyway, robins, you know, they're loud, but they make noises.
Yeah, dude.
Either way, I hate it when seagulls take my food. No, dude, this is a part of it. I swear to God.
I agree. I hate it when they take your food, too.
I hate it when seagulls take my food. And it looks like a study in the biology's letters by the Royal Society. This is a publication in the UK.
Oh, okay. Like they a secret did a, society?
It's like a newspaper.
Oh, okay. Like us.
What they did is they did a study where they took a bag of chips, opened it, laid it in the middle of an area that was unoccupied by people. 74 seagulls came to the site.
Holy crap, dude.
One man sat down next to the bag of chips, and whenever a seagull would approach, he would stare it down. Give it just the cold ice eyes of a killer, just like that, Jones.
Okay.
You got it. You get you show them. The seagulls, 36% of these seagulls actually went for the food.
Even with a person staring them down. So they're fearless.
I mean,
or they're hungry.
It's not that. It's just that it's always been a problem because they'll just come up and steal your shit in certain areas. New York seagulls, apparently UK has a big problem with it as well. But these seagulls, they'll just grab your shit right off of your plate. But if you stare them down, they'll just fly away. So only 36% of the birds went for it, which isn't like great odds, but it's better than like the lethal control methods, because they don't really like specify species, and it can be costly. So like, what do you do with the seagulls, man? What do you do?
Feed them Alka-Seltzer.
So you gotta stare at them now. You don't feed them Alka, Jonas. That's murder.
Oh,
that's bad luck and karma.
I don't do that.
PETA doesn't want you to.
No,
do that.
Dude,
you don't
want
to make fun of fucking up animals.
No, dude. So if you'd have like just stared them down harder when they stole your Whopper, you'd have been good.
I was riding a bike. Wasn't supposed to stare at the seagull, hold the Whopper, and control my motor vehicle.
You better get better at bike riding, man.
Whatever, dude. I could ride with no hands.
That's why you drive a car now, because you're like, I'm starved for life on a bicycle.
Yeah, dude. Never hang your Whopper out your car window.
Never hang your hat on a Whopper,
unless,
folks.
Unless you're worried to stare down
dude,
a seagull.
Dude, speaking of Whoppers.
What?
Impossible.
No, we're not.
Meat Whoppers, dude.
Are you in bed with Burger King?
Dude.
Are you in bed with Big Burgers?
Dude, I'd lay down with a Big Burger.
I'm just saying. Don't be advertising this.
Why? You want to keep them all for yourself?
No, dude. When they pay me, Burger King, I talk all day about the sandwich. I think it's delicious. I ain't going to tell you that.
I tried it. You let me have a little piece. Cut me off a quarter of a burger.
You never say I let you have a piece, right?
Cut Jesus. Me off a quarter of a quarter pounder.
Yeah, it was all right.
I nibbled on it. It
Dude,
was like...
It's all right.
What?
Till they start paying me, I'm not going to say it's delicious like it is.
I will never say this delicious say burger is delicious.
Yeah, whatever.
Is that what you got about seagulls?
That's it, man. So basically... It was a touching story
right,
for me because of my past.
It home, dude. It, like, it flashbacks.
And then I was like, I have a power over that which had power over me.
Oh,
I felt stronger as a woman, as a man, that now I can overcome seagull phobia.
Speaking of having power over people that had power over you.
What's that?
Did you see that someone accused Katy Perry of being sexually, like, harassment or abusive towards him when they... It was like some dude who was in her video...
And she sexually harassed
him?
Yeah,
like, he was in the video with her, and it's like some video where they're like, in the video, they're like a couple or whatever. I don't know.
Is this the one where she stole his first kiss? Is that what
No, no. No. He said that when they, around the time they're making the video, she came up to him, they were having a party at like a roller rink of some sort, and she fucking de-pantsed him in front of everyone, like underwear and jogging pants.
Is that a problem?
And he said that he wanted to bring it to light, even though this happened quite a few years ago, because he wanted everyone to know that it's not just men who abuse their power for sexual things.
How is that sexual? She pants you in front of a room that she never, you know, I'm not going there. You go there.
You're part of the problem. How is this a problem, he says.
What? I guess, look, okay.
If you pants a woman, would that be a problem?
Oh, right? Right?
Even if it didn't pull her underwear down,
wow.
dude. Yeah, dude. So.
No, yeah. If I
pants Katy Perry.
Exactly.
Dude.
Wow. Jonas, that is a valid point.
Right. So he was like, I just want people to know the women out here are doing the same shit.
And that's what I'm talking about, women. You want equal rights. Don't be trying to show my meat all over the country.
Don't be slanging my meat when I want
show
my meat
it.
Slung. Yeah. I'll sling my meat where I want my meat slung.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sparked a thought of that because you said people taking power over what had power over them.
Yeah.
Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Her power over him.
Yeah, but it's weird because it just doesn't meet like the social norms that
right.
we already
absolutely.
Have present.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as soon as I heard it, I'm like, so?
Yeah, right. Then when you think about it, like if you would have done it to her.
Yeah, it's always that.
Just
man.
Pulled that snoot out in front of everybody.
I don't know if men and women collectively are going to come to that ideal.
Right.
Anytime soon, though. Where it's like, I can't sexually harass a man? That's like half a woman's game. That is.
Wow.
It's half of mine, too, though, sexually.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, they're willing, but it's still like...
That's, yes, says the sexual harasser. I mean, they're willing. I mean, I'm not just harassing them.
I mean, like, a mild amount of harassment.
I know. I understand what you mean, the way you
like,
say it.
Like, she likes me, but I pinch her ass during the... Never mind. You know what? Let's just go to the next story,
you know, all
Jonas.
The other guys think they like their ass being pinched, too. You know what? She likes me. I just pinch her ass when she walks by the water cooler. I'm joking.
I guess I'm a predator.
But yeah, dude, what he said was, she exposed my penis to everyone. How did you think that made me feel? And I was like, damn, bars, yeah, dude. I was like, okay.
Facts.
If he had a sizable penis, he probably wouldn't have been ashamed, though. Oh, yeah. He would have been like, they whipped out the monster. They, whoo!
I would have started cooling off the whole party.
All right, man. Getting away from dongs. Have you heard about the gun attack that happened during Houston rush hour last week?
Oh, another one, huh?
Happened on Thursday.
It's really unfortunate.
So it's within a week. So this is the first time we've been able to speak about it.
It's really crazy.
Rush hour traffic Thursday.
Yep.
There was a traffic accident.
You'll have those.
Yes. But what from the witness accounts, they said that what they did was when the accident happened, I guess we'll call them the Ram-E and the Rammer. The Rammer,
all right,
used a pit maneuver. Are you familiar with what that is?
That's where he like hits your back in and makes skirt.
Yeah, he skirted him, and he spun out, and the motherfucking car like rolled down a hill.
Oh, damn. That's a successful pit.
Yeah,
dude.
Right? He pit maneuvered them. They get out of the car. As the car's rolling down the hill, motherfuckers start shooting at the car. Kills the two people inside.
What the hell, man?
They get in the car. The two people get back in the car and drive off. They don't really have much identifying information about the car. The car where the people were killed.
What?
Right, exactly. The car where the people were killed, they found drugs in the car. And then they had the gall to go, we're not sure if it's a road rage incident or if it's narcotics related. I'm like, bitch.
What do you mean,
you don't pit maneuver a motherfucker and shoot him dead on the side of the freeway over some motherfucking road rage.
Yeah, that's true. But on the same note, if you said it was road rage,
I'd be like,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
holy! Why'd that turn into a whole real story, man?
Yeah, that's real.
You can't be doing that to me.
Yeah, dude.
We usually come with cute and happy, cuddly shit. I was talking about fucking seagulls in the first segment.
I come with
and then here you come with a double homicide drug rage. The fuck?
I come with like sexual harassment on men, and then fucking
right?
Drug death.
It's like feeding me with a scoop of ice cream and then kicking me in the nuts.
It's like,
who does that?
You're like, here's a sundae. You're like, oh, that's really good. What's on here? You're like, oh, tuna fish. And you're like, oh, you motherfucker.
No, man.
Dude, so yeah, and that happened last Thursday.
Jesus.
The suspects are still at large. They didn't get caught.
He didn't get caught?
Yeah, I imagine that car has been through a chop shop and is done and over.
So wait, they didn't get the drugs, though?
I don't think it was a large amount of drugs in the car.
Oh, so they got what they needed of the drugs.
I think they got their point across about them by killing them, and they didn't care about the drugs so much in the car.
Yeah.
Or they had more drugs and they grabbed a bag of drugs.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Yo,
those guys are fucking ridiculous, man.
Yeah, dude. Cartel
that is dedicated to the craft right
well,
there.
That's some cartel shit, dude.
Yeah, they're hey, like.
Dude, if you're going to pit
killers.
Maneuver and murder in broad daylight during rush hour on the side of the freeway,
and no,
brazen as fuck.
And nobody caught them. So they had a place to go.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, here's my thing.
Jeez.
How does. In the day of cell phone cameras, how does no one get a video or a
that's
picture of this motherfucker?
That's what I'm wondering, man.
Yeah,
dude. Mass. They went the whole nine.
Oh,
yards,
yeah,
man.
Dude.
Shit that I could never do in my life,
oh,
man.
I
am not built to hunt down and kill people.
Me?
Like, no, I could do it. I have the physique, the mental capacity.
It's just the.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Not even the moral compass. It's
a lot of work.
Too much planning. God.
Yeah. Like honestly, I'm not into all of that. Good story though. Jess.
Yeah. Cool,
except
man.
It was
very very sad.
Horrific.
Yeah. Yes. Nightmares.
All right, we're going to Missouri, Jonas.
Dude.
Missouri is an open carry state, and this is America.
Oh, shit, like Texas.
Like Texas, except northern.
All right, east. North Texas.
Northeastern Texas.
About north.
With the recent gun violence that we had Jonas, though, in the country.
Yes.
In the past, countries such as Germany, Jamaica, Ireland, New Zealand, Canada, and even the Netherlands have started telling people that come over here that they got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some fucked up shit that happens here.
But, like, is America going to become, like, an extreme sport? Like, people are going to come here and, like, live vlog from American streets? Yeah, I'm in America, New York.
Well, like, look at that. There's a person.
There's a black guy and a white guy talking to each other.
Well, something's about to happen right
something's
now.
Something's got to happen, Jonas.
Yeah, dude. I live here and not a lot of crazy shit happens. No. We live in a pretty big city, too, to be honest.
But it does happen a lot, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I think on average, I just saw the graphic. I think it said on average it's like one a day.
Mass murders?
Yeah, and that's like more than one person, essentially.
Yeah. I think I talked about that last week where they said that there has been more mass shootings than days in the year. But, I mean, mass shooting can be, I think it's like three or more people at a time. But yeah. I mean, that's half is probably Chicago.
But one a day.
Yeah, dude, that's nuts.
That's
could
crazy.
It could happen in our parking lot tonight.
Yeah.
You never know, man. People wild out.
You don't.
Find a lover in bed with another. Never know what's going to happen in the crazy wild west of Texas.
You all right? You good?
I'm great,
get
dude.
Get it all out,
have
man.
A good old day.
I want you to get it. Express yourself. Do it. All right. But we're not here to talk necessarily about these countries that have decided that right. We are not. We're talking about good old American soil.
Fuck yeah.
And how else do you prove that you're more American than by getting your gun?
Yeah.
And 100 rounds of ammo.
Okay.
Don some body armor.
Yeah.
And go down to the local Walmart to shop.
Oh, yeah, dude. I heard about this guy.
Dmitry Andreychenko was practicing his Second Amendment right to bear arms, and Missouri being an open carry state, he thought for sure he could just go on down to the local Walmart and just with the guns and the ammo in the car.
Considering there was just a mass shooting at a Walmart like 3 days before that.
Exactly. Turns out that he said after he was arrested, because naturally people started running from
him. How was he arrested, though? He didn't do anything illegal.
People started freaking out, dude. It just happened. Like,
did he come in and be like, ha ha ha?
No, but dude, you see a dude with a big ass gun and he's got 100 rounds of ammo and he's just walking through the Walmart? People freaked.
Technically, unless there was a posted sign that you can't bring a gun in there, he did nothing wrong.
Okay, and this is the thing.
I get it, though. I get it.
So, like, in a court of law, yeah, it's going to hold up. He was arrested and charged with terroristic threats.
Well, or inciting mass panic or some stupid
thing. Yeah, so.
It's like calling fire out in a theater.
So, like, in the court of law, they really don't have a case because you can take your gun to the Walmart and ammo if you want.
Unless there's a fucking sign that says we don't allow firearms in these premises or whatever. But it's still a misdemeanor.
It's still a dick move.
Oh, I will not say it's not a dick move. I mean, I'm trying to stand up for the rights. This is America.
Yeah.
You know?
So, he's on bond or something.
Is he going to jail?
He still hasn't gone on trial, but he said he was testing his rights to bear arms. That was his reason for the whole thing. It was a social experiment.
This motherfucker.
Like, stepping on people's Jordans in the hood. Let's mess with the poor people.
Dude.
Oh, wait, poor kids are just as good as white kids.
And you get shocked. You just scuffed up his fucking Jordans.
That was another Biden for you.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, Biden.
You missed it. That's all right, man.
He's gonna have
you missed it. That's all
right. Dude, can you just imagine he comes in, chocked up full of magazines, puts his AR in the fucking shopping cart, goes over, gets his bread.
Look, Texas is an open carry state.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever seen anybody with their gun just brandishing it in the fucking grocery store?
Never. Even in the street.
Never.
Yeah, dude. People, I mean,
this
you can't.
Is my point.
What, okay. That comes back to, like, what you can do doesn't mean people ain't going to react if you do it.
Exactly.
Like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Mm. You ain't going to go to jail for what you say. Unless it's terroristic.
Yeah.
But You sure the fuck have consequences to what the fuck you do.
And the thing is that if you walk around with the gun on your hip, the cops are going to come and check you.
Never mind. Yeah, do you have a permit for that gun or whatever? Which, hey, if you're cool, you cool.
If you walk around with an AR in a Walmart with a bunch of ammo, what the fuck you need all this ammo for? We got to check you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so good luck, Andre or Dimitri or whatever the hell your name is, man, America.
Jesus
Christ. What do you got, J-Dub?
Ugh. Sometimes people just want to test the limits, man.
What do you got, W?
W? Does that mean your nickname? Jonas W. Jonas. The truth. All right. Have you ever heard of war?
Jonas, don't ask me if I've heard like the.
This is not about the fight.
What it's
the
fight?
Group? War.
War. The group.
Yeah, it stands for Whites Against Racism.
Hell yeah, Jonas. Whites against racism.
It sounds racist as fuck.
But they're against it.
I know, right? So.
Whites against racism.
Right? So, Don Grundman. He had to address city council this past week.
I think I heard about this, actually.
Yep. He wanted to hold a straight pride parade. Now, let me stop there.
Fair.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a straight pride parade because you're allowed to have a gay pride parade. So, I mean, like...
You want a white history month?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm good, dude.
And why not? Because they teach white history all the time?
Because other 11 months they teach white history?
So, if we teach straight history all the time, you want a straight history month? Just saying. Because they teach straight history.
Like, I feel that, like, if people that are homosexual can come together and celebrate their homosexuality, straight people should be able to come together and celebrate being straight.
But they do.
But it all depends on.
They do it.
It all depends on context and everything else. When a group called Whites Against Racism wants to hold a straight pride parade
because they think the gays are racist. All right, go.
So, people were up in arms because they want to have a straight pride parade, which I get because you're a group that has racism in the name. What? Even though it says against.
They're against it.
I get it. So, he's facing calls to cancel the parade, which I get that. So he's going to City Hall. He's like, we should not have to cancel our parade. He says, we are a totally peaceful racist group. And then he stops when he realizes what he says. And the entire fucking city council room basically laughed this fucking dude out of the goddamn thing.
I'm wondering if he just did a Biden or if that is like a Freudian slip.
I think it's a Freudian slip, dude.
Well, Biden's full of
because I think what he meant to say is we're a totally peaceful group.
Yeah, well, why did he say race?
Because
he was just like it was just on his lips.
Right, he was ready.
Like he had that word queued up in his cheeks at any time. It just kind of fell out of his cheek, and
he's like, "Yeah, we're a totally peaceful racist group, though." All right, cool. Like, oh my fucking! You can't make that shit up.
No.
That'd be like the fucking Ku Klux Klan having a fucking thing and being like, we're a totally peaceful racist group. Like, oh, I mean, we're not racist. We just don't like everybody.
The Klan is already known for being racist. They can't even hide it.
But how can you be against racism and be a racist group, though?
That's crazy. Like I said, man. But, I don't know, man. Like, it is kind of weird.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for anyone wanting to be proud of whatever they are.
Yeah, we can.
But you can't be ignorant about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know what it is, Jonas? I think it's that when the more predominant party talks about pride, it tends to turn south.
That's very true. Quick. Like, if, like, white people had a white pride parade.
It already sounds horrible.
The people who show up. Or like the extremist fucking crazies.
It's kind of the idea. I heard this a while ago. I've been meaning to bring it up.
Okay.
It's the idea of punching up versus punching down. Like we can make fun of millionaires all fucking day, but if millionaires started making fun of poor people,
oh, I see what you mean.
It'd be crazy.
Right. If you have the higher status, it's look.
Whoa, I'm not saying you guys got a higher status.
I'm saying about millionaires. I was talking in that situation. Jesus Christ, dude. I didn't mean race.
I know, but it could be transcribed. You know, a next story.
I got it.
Jonas, are you totally peaceful?
So, but yeah, I get what you're saying, though. Yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. like, if the, yeah, like if the millionaires were like, oh, these fucking poor bastards, let's have a millionaire yeah. pride fest. Everyone would be like, pompous prick.
I mean, they have millionaire pride. Have you yeah. seen Coachella or the Met Gala?
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say. It's fine. No, Jonas, so he's not going to have his party.
I don't even know if they got it canceled or not.
No? I don't know if he went, you don't know if he went through yeah. with it, or did he have it in
so
his backyard?
So punching down by doing this.
Who is?
War.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Whites because, against racism.
Like I said, man, there's a Black History Month for a reason, because there's predominantly a lot of white history. There's a gay pride parade because there's predominantly a lot. Every other parade is basically a straight parade.
It's very true.
There's 100,000 straight parades all day.
Yeah, they just never call them that. Mm-hmm. When you give it a title, it becomes a problem.
Yeah, and even to this day, our LGBTQ community is persecuted on a daily basis. So allow them to be proud of who they are
yeah.
and just live your goddamn life.
Yeah,
knowing
dude,
that you don't have to deal with the difficulties of being gay.
Right. We were downtown last weekend. That was the weekend of the gay pride parade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone was dressed up.
Dude,
fucking.
Yeah, there was a lot of homosexual people there. Dude,
yeah.
And I was perfectly comfortable.
Yeah, I had a good old time.
Yeah. Did nothing happen. No, there was no shootings. That's
no,
for damn sure.
No. Yeah. Williams, what you got, man? I'm bringing the fucked up shit today. I got the hot takes today.
You do, man. You got a lot of serious shit on your plate, man.
The world's fucked up place, man.
I just keep
my having... last two were light.
I hope so, man, because I'm feeding them sugar cookies, and you're like, here, eat this liver and asparagus sandwich.
Ew. Liver and ashes.
It's on pumpernickel.
Oh, gross, dude.
Gross as shit, dude.
Dude, it's like rye bread.
Like pumpernickel and liver.
The only thing rye bread's good for is a Reuben.
Reuben? That's a corned beef, right?
Yeah, and you grill it up. Like, because rye bread is hard, dude. Like, it like shatters.
Yeah, I don't like, I like wheat, but not rye.
Yeah, no. I'll eat, I can't.
You start putting too many oats and grains in my ish.
Yeah, dude.
I'm not dealing that.
Nah, dude, I don't want crunchy bread. I like soft bread, dude.
I can attest that Jonas does not and has never bought a loaf of Wonder. Ever.
Yeah.
And you are wrong for thinking it.
Yeah, I don't do white bread. Fuck some white bread.
And he only dates foreign chicks.
Wow.
That's you not, were born in this country.
It's not true.
I don't know.
Painting an awful picture of me today.
What, dude? All right, we're going to talk about a Florida man, Jonas. Cause it wouldn't even be a podcast if we didn't talk about a Florida man.
You're very true.
It wouldn't, Jonas.
You speak the truth.
Every podcast has had one of these.
You're the answer.
I don't speak the truth, Jonas. No, wait, do I? We speak the truth and not the facts.
Yeah, dude.
So get
you
ready
can
for
find the answer right now.
Get ready for
sounds
some
like
truth.
Where's Florida man? You're like right fucking here.
Right here, down souther.
All right.
55-year-old Mitch Hilton of Manatee County.
Ooh.
I lived near here, actually.
Did you really?
I did.
You
I've never
manatees are endangered.
Yeah. No, in Florida, man, they're all honestly. I've never seen one though.
I've never
but
seen
I've
one.
Heard.
You've heard about them?
It was cool. Like I lived in this condo in Florida, and they had like a little place where you could like put a boat onto this body of water. It was right on the ocean,
uh-huh.
Cape Canaveral like area.
You, fancy pants.
It wasn't mine.
Falling out of control.
Hey, my girl's pants were loaded. Anyway, and you could like go out there and actually see manatees.
Oh wow!
But they're like obviously they're protected, so
yeah.
If anything happens, they're going to be police. But it was pretty cool that they had
151
that,
or anything.
Yeah. They had it, like, right out backyard.
Oh, nice,
awesome.
Dude. Manatee farm in the driveway.
Anyway, Mitch Hilton, he ordered some furniture. I don't know where... Are you... He ordered some furniture.
All right, cool.
And he had it delivered, just like anybody else would.
Yeah. I mean, I've had furniture delivered before.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not getting a U-Haul and bringing it down. No, that's too much work. Just bring it to my house.
They usually suckle upon the teat if you buy furniture, dude. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll bring that shit to your house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do whatever you need, sir.
Yeah, dude. You want to reach around, too?
But you, just like the cable guy, the furniture guy, never on time. We'll be there between the hours of.
Right, 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 right. Like,
and then they show up an
sun
hour
up
late.
And sundown. And they still come in the dark.
They're at 3 a.m.
Yeah, they're all like, nah, 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 nah.
So this happened to Mitch.
Son of a bitch.
Mitch wasn't having it.
I don't stand for that shit neither.
So as soon as they get there, he's like, where the fuck you guys been? What are you doing? You know? He's pissed, dude. Like, he's not having it.
Playing with manatees all day.
He's my pet manatee. Where is he going to sleep if his manatee bed isn't here? Oh, my God, Jonas, you're affecting me. Jesus Christ.
His manatee bed.
All right, let's end this podcast so I can play Overwatch.
That's a good one, dude. I like it.
No. Okay. So they delivered his manatee bed late. So, naturally, the delivery man said, hey, man, do you still want the couch or not?
Right, like, at this point, you're giving us all this fucking guff. You want it or not?
Yeah. Helton decided to say, do whatever you want.
Ooh.
And then he goes into his home, pulls out a gun, and points it at the two men.
That's not whatever you want. That's federal crime.
Federal crime.
Pointing guns at motherfuckers is
that a federal crime?
I'm pretty sure, dude.
I don't think brandishing. I don't know. Either way. So he points the gun at the two men and he says, you know, I've killed people for less.
For showing up to play with my manatee bed? Holy fuck.
Dude, they delivered his furniture late.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sure that something was said there.
I'm sure there's probably a racial slur in there.
No, he's white and they're black and he's the one who pointed a gun at them. Either way, the motherfucker was arrested because after they put the manatee bed into the house, they left and told the cops.
I would have done that, too.
I would hope so.
Yeah, dude, I would have been real careful carrying that manatee bed in, too.
I would hope that nobody would pull a gun on me while I'm trying to move their furniture.
Yeah, dude. You ever had a gun pulled on you at all?
No.
I have not either.
No. You want me to do it to you and you can do it to me?
Just for fun.
Just so that we can say we got to get a gun first.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Let's go get a gun.
And I've had someone, like, put a gun on the table.
I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, but not, like, pointed at me.
Why would you put a gun? What do you got to... How small is your penis that you got to put a gun on the table?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's my thing. If you're going to pull a gun and I don't have one, then like, what, you got a really tiny penis?
I mean, it didn't really intimidate me or anything. I knew, like, whatever was going to happen regardless, so fuck it, right?
He was just letting you know he meant business.
I was like, all right, dude, I ain't here, but I'm sure, let's do it.
I guess I have had a gun put on the table before. It was a traumatic event, to say the least.
Yeah, right? It wasn't, yeah.
I saw a man get a gun pulled on one time in the inner cities of Cleveland.
Oh, really? You were like a witness to a brandishing.
Dude, it makes me sound like such a little bitch, too, because like I was walking home with my friend, who was a girl from Catholic school. So she had on like the white button down with the plaid skirt with the
like full on like
Catholic. I'm dressed in like finely pressed slacks with a button down shirt and these fucking big ass glasses, and dude, we were just walking down the street skipping along, and then this dude just pulls a gun out. He's like, where the fuck is my money?
You guys are like,
this bitch hits her knees and starts praying to Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Tia McCoy, you know who the fuck you are. I fucking pick her up and I start. I'm like, you better bring your ass.
Jesus ain't saving you.
Didn't Jesus give you legs, bitch?
Right?
All right, I'm sorry. That's my story. And scene.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Mitch Helton is being held on two counts of aggravated assault and $5,000 bond.
Man.
So that's not a federal, right? Aggravated assault? Is that a fed? I don't know law.
Any crime that involves a gun usually is a felony. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. Because if it's like, you could, because it's assault if you hit him with like a bat, but aggravated assault is with the gun.
Yeah.
And then I think that becomes felonious because there's a firearm involved. Just like if you get pulled over with drugs, it's possession. If you get pulled over with a gun and drugs, you in a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah.
So, All right, man. I got two really lighthearted motherfuckers to wrap this shit up today.
Give them some light, Jonas.
Oh, Henrico County, Virginia. This happened, I think, like yesterday. Today. Like, just recently.
Yesterday, today.
Like, overnight.
All right, that's fine.
So, they, man wakes up, comes outside. There's a motherfucking old school tube TV sitting on his fucking porch.
Oh, an RCD? LCD?
CRT?
CRT!
Sitting down there, just a 13-inch fucking TV. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck? Luckily, he has a motherfucking camera doorbell. He's like, I'm going to see who the fuck put this shit on my porch. I'm going to get my gun.
Of course. Because it's America.
So he... dun, dun.
We suck.
America, guns and ammo. So he checks the security footage, and he finds out who brought and put it on his porch. There was a man walked the TV right up to his porch, set it down. The man was wearing a jumpsuit, all gray, and he was also wearing a hollowed out CRTV on his head.
Why did he have it? Dude, that's freaky.
So he had on the CRTV on his head, and he was wearing a gray jumpsuit, walked the TV up to his porch, set it down, walked away.
Yo, I would flip. Right.
So he calls the police.
Why?
I mean, obviously. Litter? I mean, the police later went on to say there is no crime here.
Yeah.
It's not legal to put a TV on somebody's porch. Cops come. This man, well, they don't know for sure this man.
It could be
60
a woman.
Houses woke up with CRT TVs on their fucking porch this morning. 60. Not all of them were 13-inch TVs. Some of them were big 32-inch TVs. Dude went around the town and just dropped fucking TVs off on people's porches and walked away.
Okay. Okay.
Right. So.
What the fuck?
Right. So they also went on to mention, last August, the same thing happened, but with 20 TVs. They're not sure if it's related.
He's scaling up production.
Next year's going to be fucking 200 TVs.
Yo, who the fuck would do something like this?
But you know what?
Crazy.
But you know what?
What?
He made the news.
It's funny.
They ain't going to find out who the fuck he is. He did. And they said the police went around. Anyone who called him, the police went around and collected all the TVs, and so they didn't have to take them to the dump or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll probably take them all to Goodwill, I imagine. Like, and they'll get sold.
I mean, if they're working.
If they work, yeah.
The thing is that, like, at that scale, it is littering.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it basically is.
I was just like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, they have to use police forces to pick the shit up.
Dude.
It's a crime.
60 people woke up with CRTVs on their patio.
So that means, I don't think he did it by himself. There had to be more than one.
Dude, there had to be more than one car. There had to be, if not, he had numerous, you can't fit 60 CRTVs even in a fucking full-size minivan.
See, and honestly, Jonas, where did this happen again?
Virginia.
Well, never mind. I was going to say, I can't believe in today's society we don't have cameras on everything. But then you said Virginia, and I'm like, they've never even heard of a camera. What's this picture thingy?
They're like, how you doing that skizzle?
A selfie?
Yeah.
The fuck's a selfie?
God damn it. I still remember. I was looking for a car back when I was like barely 18. And I was riding with my grandparents in the car. And our friend Squeak was actually with me. And I was talking about how I kind of wanted to get like a SUV. And I was like, yeah, I'm looking for like a Jeep, maybe a... So I was like, Grandpa, yeah, I think I'm looking for like maybe a Jeep Grand Cherokee or maybe an Isuzu Trooper. My fucking grandfather goes, what the hell's in a Isuzu?
An Isuzu? What the hell's in a Isuzu?
Squeak brought that shit up so many times. What the hell? He'd be like, Grandpa, America, Isuzu. Grandpa was, that wasn't how my grandfather normally spoke.
Okay. I was wondering.
It was just funny. That was like the only time I ever heard him say something like, what the hell's in a Isuzu? Is that American?
A Isuzu.
I was like, oh God, I guess I'm not getting an Isuzu. It'll fucking shoot me. All right, so Billy Ray Harris. Not to be confused with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus's dad.
Oh.
For those who are uninitiated.
Lil Xan's ex-girlfriend's sister.
Did you hear Miley and Liam broke up, Jonas?
Did they? Why? What's Liam?
That was her boyfriend.
Oh, what's he do?
He sings, I think.
Oh, why'd they break up? Was she banging
chicks? I think he was in One Direction.
Oh, that seems legit. Miley Cyrus and One Direction boys.
Yeah, they broke up. And then, look, honestly, I was doing it ironically, but he started asking questions.
I mean, not that I give a fuck, but why'd they break up, dude?
I don't know, dude. What do you think somebody asked her? Why'd you break up with your husband?
Of course they asked.
They were married. Ask a married couple why they broke up, dude.
Oh.
It's kind of like bad grammar or some shit.
Bad juju?
Yeah, but the next day she was caught making out with some chick on a boat, so.
Oh, damn,
I think she's good.
Oh, okay. She's like, yeah.
And there's our Miley Cyrus update. We're going to have one every podcast
from now on. All right. Billy Ray Harris, he was a homeless man.
Yeah.
He was begging for change on a Kansas City street. He was sitting there begging, he's homeless, trying to get some money so he can eat some Mickey D's.
That's sad, Jonas.
He looks down into his cup, and he sees there's a motherfucking engagement ring in the fucking cup of change.
Okay.
He's like...
Payday.
Right. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, somebody dropped it. So that's the bad thing.
So he went to a jewelry store to see, like, hey, what's this jewelry store going to give me for this ring?
Mm-hmm.
They were giving $4,000 for the ring.
Oh, which means it was worth at least $40,000.
Right. So him being actually smart about it, he did not sell the ring to the jewelry store. Because he said, if you're going to give me $4,000 for this ring, it's worth a hell of a lot more than $4,000.
At least $40,000.
So he held on to it just in case someone came back to him looking for the ring.
I'd be scared to have it.
Yeah, right? 2 days later... woman came back to him and she said she came up to me and she said, I think I put something valuable in your cup the other day. And he was like,
Jonas, I'm gonna cry.
And he was like, was it a ring? And she was like, it was. And he was like, I have your ring. And she was so touched that he took it to the jewelry store and did not sell it. She's like, you know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm going to set up a GoFundMe, GoFundMe sort of page to try to help raise you $4,000 to make up for everything. The GoFundMe raised the homeless man $185,000, to which they gave it all to him.
And I'll proudly stand up and defend her to today.
And oddly enough, his family heard about it, and he's been reunited with his family. Now he has $185,000.
Oh my god!
Told you I had a good-hearted story.
Shit, man, I need a cigarette after that story.
Hey, I told you I was going to come through in the end.
Holy fuck!
Murder, racism, male sexual harassment. And then homeless men getting the come up, dude.
Ooh, shit, that was a good.
Cap?
Man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I'm glad you didn't lead off with that one.
I don't ever do the good ones first. We need a palate cleanser on this podcast. Everybody knows that. If you listen to this podcast.
I seriously felt the tears in my eyes, man. Damn, that was beautiful.
It was a good story, man.
I love seeing goodness in people.
Yeah,
man.
I like talking about fucked up shit, but I also like talking about stuff like that because it warms the subcockles of the heart.
Like, that right there was more valuable than money to me. Honestly.
Wow.
That feeling that I got from hearing about that story, man.
Well,
and
good,
that man,
man
getting... Wow.
Yeah, so what's that?
That is also America, rest of the world.
Fuck,
that's us,
yeah.
Too. All right?
Yeah, dude, that's like 50 times the amount of money he was going to get for selling the ring.
Yeah. Did they ever say how much the ring was worth, though?
No, they didn't.
I swear it was worth at least 40.
I'd say if a jewelry store's going to give you four, yeah, I'd say at least 25. If not, but yeah, it could be pushing 40, 50.
Yeah. I would think they would offer you 10% on the, just like as a practice in the store.
Especially a homeless dude rolls up. He's like, yeah, I'll give you $4,000 for that.
It's the GameStop policy.
Oh, you got this brand new game to stop the rapper? 18 cents, bitch.
Basically.
All right, so, but anyways, TNT, that is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to follow our fucking shit, man. Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia live every week. Crazy Town Media on YouTube, that's you can catch the video replays. You can see our beautiful non-faces.
You can't see them.
And, or you can listen or subscribe or leave some reviews on iTunes or Spotify. But for Jonas
and TNT Dynamite,
we'll catch you next week.
And testicles.
Oh.